Well, we're looking at Atlantic Place, and I remember when that building was being constructed in the 70s. I was a kid in, grade 6 or 7. And at that time, you might remember that roller derby was big on TV, you know. You had Canada and Los Angeles and all these stupid teams, and Frankie Macedo and Skinny Minnie Miller. So we were big, you know. We used to watch roller derby on TV. And when we came down to look at Atlantic Place being built, we realized there was a big plywood hoarding all around the site, so you could walk around, the sidewalk was all covered, and we thought, wow, this is like a roller derby rink. So we would come down here after school or on Saturdays or Sundays, whatever, and we would pretend we were playing roller derby, and it was three of us, my buddies Chris and Mark and me. So we would have a team, so two guys would go up front, one would be behind. We wouldn't have roller skates on, but we'd just be on foot. And so the guy behind, he was supposed to try to get in front of the other two guys before the end of the hoarding. So we'd be knocking each other around like you were playing hockey, full contact, beating each other into the boards. And if people were walking along on the sidewalk, you'd have to sort of stop or pretend that you weren't doing anything. And they'd look at you like you were weird. What are these guys doing? It's like they're beating each other up or something, right? You'd come home with bruises on your arms, and my mother's saying, what happened to you? Oh, no, we were just playing roller derby. But that was my memory of Atlantic Place. And we did that for a long time until the building was built. So anytime I go by Atlantic Place, I always think of roller derby. That's it. Yep.